Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Paul, and this is Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me today. I have a really important message I want to share that people need to get. They need to understand. They need to realize that the word of our Creator cannot be changed, regardless if what we think about it. We need to understand it's His word, and we have to believe that. We can't let our own personal feelings that we've been brought up thinking get in the way of our Creator's word, and this is an important thing. And I tell people the truth of our wonderful Creator here. There are two type of people in this world. There are people that believe the word, the Bible is the word of our wonderful Creator and trust it. Or there are the people that don't, and they want to twist and add and take away what they want to it. Not believing the accounts in Genesis or in the Torah or in the scriptures, not believing the stories in scripture are all true 100%. They want to deny that, and they want to interject their own feelings about these different things. Then there are the type of people out there as well. You either believe in our Creator or you don't. You believe in creation or you believe in evolution. You see, the word of our Creator is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil. You have health versus disease. You have blessings versus curses. And you have life versus death. There are people in this world that have been brought up to believe so much against the word of our Creator, they actually get offended when somebody actually tells the true word of our Creator. And today I want to talk about a specific type of person. Some people will call them a feminist. And an idea that started for women's rights and to hold up women's morality and ideas have been twisted around today to completely become a creature that goes so far against the word and the order of our Creator that they no more have an identity of a child of our Creator. And we can identify a feminist-minded person, and I say that a person because there are men that support the idea of what feminism has become today, and it's created a tremendous issue. Somebody posted on social media something, and I know this person personally. They are not a believer in our wonderful Creator. They do not believe in what His Word says, and they certainly don't believe in the order of our Creator. And they posted a quote by Jimmy Carter that says, "The truth is that male religious leaders have had and still have an option to interpret holy teachings either to exalt or subject women. They have, for their own selfish ends, overwhelmingly chosen the latter. Their continuing choice provides the foundation or justification for much of a perverse persecution and abuse of women throughout the world." Quote Jimmy Carter. And the reason why I'm speaking about this specifically is because this feminist-minded person who does not believe in the word of our Creator has tagged me in this post. And I will be the first person to say that if there's anyone that could show me a video, show me anything I've ever said in a thousand of videos I have online, where I have, as this says, subjected women and supported abuse of women. Let me see that, because that's not out there and you will never hear me say that or do that. But I'm not here to defend myself today. I'm here to defend the word of our Creator and the world that this is becoming today. And I'm debating in my mind with myself if I should interview this person to finally get what they're getting at. And I just straight up ask this person, because I do know them, "Why did you tag me in his post?" And their reply was, "Because of what you preach to followers, your followers, it breaks my heart." Now my reply was and is, "The word of Yahweh breaks your heart? That is truly sad." but I'm open to talking to this person about these different things. But let me tell you more about the mind of a feminist person. And I'm not picking on this one person here. I'm just giving you the ideas how many people are brainwashed to live against our creator and our creator's guidelines and instructions of today. You know, there's something out there that's going on today with the abortion idea of murdering babies. And some people will actually get offended of me saying murdering babies. And killing your babies through abortion. And a feminist-minded person will almost violently come out against that thinking that pro-life is something that should be a baby's option and not a woman's choice. And so I post some memes on my website about these things and about this. And I get consistent negativity towards posts about pro-life because people, the feminist-minded woman, the feminist-minded thinking that who's a man, the feminist-minded thinking man will come against pro-life and say ridiculous stuff and ridiculous things. These are the same type of people that will come up against the order of Yahweh in every area for a man and a woman. These are the same type of people that would come up against the ideas of the scripture that teaches holiness on every level and what it is to be a man and to be a protector of the family and a household, and also what it is to be a woman. And they look at the word of submissiveness as a curse word, and they cringe to think that Yahweh has an order. These are the type of people that have a double standard when it comes to men and women, but they have no double standard when it comes to men and women. On the same token, they just rely and trust the court system to support things that go out of order of Yahweh. And as long as everything's going their way, they're out there and they're happy. But when something goes against their way, but in the word of God, they're completely outraged. And they make these absolute crazy, crazy statements. And this is why I suggest of maybe me speaking to this person and find out what exactly are you hearing from me that I am sending straight from the word of the scriptures of the Bible. That is so, in your eyes, horrifying or sad about what I tell people or what the Bible says about people. And the scary thing is, this person and other people that have this ideology of feminism actually have children. They've literally felt a baby moving in the womb and would still support the murdering of a baby. I see it more of the brainwashing of the world today than the actual understanding of just living according to our Creator's word. And it's just so sad that the media has such a brainwashing effect over people today. And it's something people are taught. It's not something people are born with. It's something that people talk. So the consistent negativity towards the order of our wonderful Creator. And then these are the same type of people that would subject their children to dress them modestly and having sex at a marriage as a woman's choice. Or these are the same type of people will have no issue with their son coming home and saying, "Dad, I like men," or bringing home different women every night and sleeping with them. They'll actually show some proudness in that and no sign of of dignity according to Yahweh's word, but just according to the world standards. Many of these type of people will dress their children as prostitutes and teach them from a young age everything that goes against our Creator, having no issue with gender confusion and identity crises that are out there today and what people have. It's just sad that it's got so far to this point. But this is the type of people I actually want to speak to, because those of you out there that know this, you know, I'm not here to preach to the choir. This is not what I want to do. I want to speak to people that disagree with me. I want to speak to people that don't get it. I want to know from people, even though I know what is so evil and wicked in their words about the order of our wonderful Creator. And how do they see the order of our Creator, which is protection of a woman, which is protection of a baby, which is protecting life? How do they possibly see that as something negative or something wrong or something bad? What's wrong with these people? And often, many times, these people are on some type of drug. So that would partially explain their disconnect from this thing. I mean, I would only think that somebody who's cares for the rights of women would care for the rights of a baby in a womb and their life. I would only think that somebody who cares for the rights of a woman would be thankful for the word of our Creator, which protects women in every single circumstance and lifts women up in every single circumstance. Our Creator, who created men to be protectors for women, instead of this feminist-minded woman saying, well, what makes you think we need a protector? Why do we need a protector? We can't do everything on ourselves. Why don't you embrace and believe and trust that our Creator knows you can't do everything yourself, and He's put a man in your life with the role of being a physical protector and a spiritual guide, and not taking away from the woman's intelligence and the importance of a woman, but the idea of that Yahweh's created us in our own divine ways, separated from each other, where we can complement each other. You understand? Complementing each other, not replacing or canceling out each other, but complementing each other. And that was always my goal with finding an amazing wife, was to find a wife who would complicate me and or compliment me, not complicate me, compliment me, and complete one another and help one another in this area. And, you know, now the true word to complication is what this crazy thinking of the world actually gives you today. So complimenting each other is what we want, an ultimate goal. And there are more and more women that are far and few between that today, but I believe that I found a woman who was brought up in a way where she was taught what it is to live according to biblical roles, according to the word of our Creator, and how important that is for a true life according to our Creator, because ultimately our Creator is the ultimate protection for all of us. And when we get out of His order, when we get out of His roles, when we get out of His line, then we create a tremendous problem. So when men don't want to be men and leaders and stand up, and when women don't want to be women and they look at words like submissiveness as a negative thing or as a thing that's hurting them, we get out of our roles, and then everything gets messed up, and then you have confused children that don't know if they should be a male or a female. And that gets out of a role. And the next thing you know, it's this chaos everywhere. And this is what's happening out there today. So this is what we see. And when feminist women today use the word narcissistic, they're literally pointing the finger to themselves, but they're trying to blame other people for their shortcomings in life. because of the way they were brought up from their broken family. Usually it's through a broken family. And this is the way it is. And the double standard that's been created by the media today when it comes to relationships and men and women and the word of our Creator is just atrocious. And it's just so far one way that you know, if you would even suggest on the opposite side that, yeah, there is a double standard, but it's not the way you think, everyone would get upset and come down on you. So what right is it for me as somebody who speaks the word of our Creator to even use the word male versus female or say the word man without having a more equal wording of it? Oh, you said the word man too many times in your sentence, so you must be oppressing women. And all this craziness. And I see these things and I realize these things, and you think about this. And it's very interesting that I remember years ago, I did some research on the idea of women of Islam and Muslim women so-called being oppressed. At least that's the way the media paints it, that these women are oppressed because they have to cover their heads and they have to sometimes cover their face, and they're not allowed to drive cars, and it's just oppression, and these women are so unhappy, and these women are like slaves and all this stuff. But then I went and spoke to women of Islam, Muslim women, and I said, is this true what the media says? Because, you know, you don't look unhappy in that head covering and those modest clothes. The media is saying you're oppressed because you're not allowed to do certain things according to your the words of that you follow and all this other stuff. Is are you really oppressed? And the majority of women I spoke to that were Muslim said, absolutely, I don't feel oppressed. I'm fine, and I don't do this because I have to do this. I do this because I want to do this, because it makes sense to me. And then you think about the average American woman today that can walk around on the street literally naked. And men are honking their horns at these people. These type of people are getting millions of views over the internet for literally being naked. And if you suggest to them, is that oppression of men because they're getting attention they wouldn't get if they had their clothes on? And these feminist-minded thinking women have no problem with something like that. Absolutely backwards and crazy. And you know, this is the society that has come to today, and this creates a tremendous issue. You know, it's not oppressive of women to ask them to dress modestly and let their husbands to be the only one to see their so-called private parts. The real issue is men that truly subject women to be sex objects and walk around impure and do unholy things. And I say this same advice for any woman or any man that believes in this idea of the mutual submission on every level in the scriptures, and a woman has a right to leave her house and show what part of her body part she wants to show off, and she's no right for her husband to tell her anything about that. Or this crazy idea. Listen, I heard it best, and it said, when you have two heads in any movie or anywhere in the world, something with two heads, whether it's a monster, it's usually not something good. You know, but when order is broken, this is where issues happen. And I tell you, a marriage without order, the proper order of Yahweh, whether it's the children overtaking the parents, whether it's the wife and the husband on different roles, You talk about identity crisis. You talk about homosexuality. You talk about trans men and women and all this other stuff. I'll tell you the most defiled thing out there is the taking the order out of Yahweh's creation and people that support that. That's worse than all of that, because all of those things are a result of that. We need to get back to Yahweh's order and follow his ways, not the world ways in what it says in the scriptures. And these misguided people, truly misguided people, that have no issue with babies being murdered because it's inconvenient for them. So you're allowed to kill a baby because it's inconvenient. And how the media can just control things like this, and it's absolutely crazy, the things that the media allows people to get away with, allows things people get away with, and the things that it suppresses. And there's this type of person, and it's again, it's not necessarily a female thing, because there are many men that are feminist minded according to today's worldly idea of feminism. And it's really scary out there. It's really scary out there. And the court system and that's supposed to be justice and fair to our words of our Creator are in every way support these type of people in the way they think and so on. And it's really sad. It's really sad. And if you have a politician or someone that speaks the truth, they get shunned. If you wanted to put a true post on the internet, you have literally people that'll block your post and come against you. So I ask this person and also everyone, what is wrong with the word of our Creator? What is wrong with Yahweh's order? What's wrong with the truth of our Creator? And all I can tell you, and what it comes down to, is you either believe in the word of our Creator or you don't. That's it. And if that's the answer, so be it. So be it. You either believe in his word or you don't. But don't make this a thing about men versus women. And this is why these same type of people will say the Bible itself, the word of our Creator itself, is a book that subjects women and is not supporting everyone equally, because they don't believe in the word of our Creator. They probably don't even read the word of our Creator. And the gross way that people just take his word out of context, it's just sad. It's just sad. And I could only imagine, as I read that from Jimmy Carter earlier, of what this person quoted, that the truth is that male religious leaders have and still an option to interpret the holy teaching either to exalt or subject a woman. To exalt. No one should be exalted higher than our Creator, first of all. And there are too many men out here worshiping women, and that's a big problem, a tremendous problem. They're worshiping women as sex objects. They're worshiping women as, on every level, and higher than our Creator, and that is a tremendous issue. That is making an idol and making their own gods and breaking the first and second commandment. And then it says, or subjugate women. They have their own selfish ends. This is like the people that call, women that call men narcissistic for trying to follow the word of our Creator. Well, really, the narcissism is on their end. You know, this is like the people that say you shouldn't judge, but they judge you for judging them. You know, the foundation and justification, much of the perverse persecution and abuse of women throughout the world. So it's abuse to say that we shouldn't kill our babies, that women should dress modestly, and that women should be submissive in marriage. That's abuse. That's abuse, according to the quote from Jimmy Carter, I don't even know if it's true or not, but anyone that would agree with this, and then, say it breaks their heart to say something against this. It's really sad and crazy and sickening. And if somebody wants to disagree with me and talk to me about this, here am I. Let's talk about it. So what do you do if you're married to a person like this? Or what do you do if you have people in your life that are like this? Yahweh's word is clear. And all I'll tell you is that spiritual warfare is real. And people have a choice. They're either going to become righteous and follow Yah, or they're going to run the other way. And Yahweh takes care of these things and make these things right. So somebody says it's hard for us. So it's hard for believing women to be told to submit. No, it isn't. Women that are believers have no issue with the word of submission. Yeshua was the most submissive person in all of the scriptures. So people are just taught in today's world of a different word or different meaning of the word submission. Believers, whether they're men or women, have no issue with the word of submit, because the word says, not my will, his will. It's the training of this world today that says, well, we should submit to God and not submit to man and all this other stuff. You get a job and your boss tells you to do something. If you want to keep your job, you're going to do that, right? You're going to submit to your the bosses and the CEOs of that company. If you decide you don't want to live there, work there, you leave the job. But to stay in and not follow the rules of the job, well, that's not going to work out. So it's hard for a believing woman, she says, to submit. I choose to believe we misunderstand what this means. I have seen this. Once a rude woman was boasting her believing husband to a bad decision. Was bossing her believing husband to a bad decision. So I agree. Maybe we have the different idea where it says, she says, I mean, the picture. We picture ourselves being bullied around by abusive husband to do their, yes, okay, so you're in agreement with me. So yeah, it's the context that the word is used in, that it's these trigger words, right? People say sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but names will ever hurt me. That's like so untrue. The most untrue statement growing up and everything else. Sticks and bones will hurt my bones, but names will ever hurt me. Yeah, well, there are certain trigger words in today's world that will kill people, let alone hurt them.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
That this God actually cares, because he knows what it's like. And here he is he knows what it's like to suffer loss. Even as we mentioned, just a few days before Palm Sunday, he raises Lazarus from the dead. What's the shortest verse in the Bible?
Yeah, two words. I say that it's a verse that we could all meditate on to become better representations of Jesus. Jesus wept. And I think that it's the heart of God, is that wherever you are today or whatever you're going through, Jesus is with you. Not only is he with you, but he's a comforting God.
He gets you.
Yeah.
Jesus gets us. The original Greek of the word Jesus wept carries a little bit of a connotation about those weeping. It was more of a snarl. It was like an angry tear. When Jesus saw his friend dead, he knows what he's about to do. He's going to, Lazarus, get out, right? But his cry was like, I didn't intend for my creation